Let's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church, and it's designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Today we'll look at Psalm 122. This is the third song of ascent, where we'll find the psalmist, in this case King David, experiencing what might be described as genuine delight. We'll find what David valued so much that he went to great lengths to protect it, so others would also be able to share the same joy. Psalm 122 says this, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let's go to the house of the Lord.' Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that's bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, 'Peace be within you.' For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." Did you hear the sheer delight in that first verse? David says that he was glad when the others said to him, "Let's go. Let's go to the house of the Lord." The strong implication is that he must have been waiting for this call with eager anticipation. In fact, the tone of the remaining verses seems to indicate that David valued this so much that he wanted others to share the same delight. We find him describing what it was like to have his feet inside the walls of the city of peace, Jerusalem, where the house of the Lord stood. He paints a word picture that describes the tribes of Israel as they go together to the house of the Lord for the purpose of giving thanks to God. So this is what David valued so much, going with others to the house of the Lord. But don't miss what they did once they arrived. Verse 4 says they gave thanks to God. This corporate worship of God meant so much to David that he gave specific instructions to pray for the peace of the city to remain so that future generations would also be able to continue to come to the house of the Lord. Well, here it is all these years later, and we have no doubt what David valued, what brought him gladness. His lifestyle of setting aside time to join with others to go to the house of the Lord to give thanks to God says it all. Our lifestyle really does reveal what we value. If you want to discover what's important to a person, examine how they spend their time, especially their expendable time, when they can do whatever they want to do. It's fairly easy to observe that we somehow seem to find time for the things that are most important to us. For example, what are the things that you'll rearrange your schedule to make sure you won't miss? What are the things you spend time daydreaming about doing? What are the things you spend time researching and studying just because you love learning more about them? What is it that you think you can't live without? What do you take the greatest of measures to protect? What is it that brings you so much joy that you want to share it with others so they can enjoy it also? I'm pretty sure that whatever came to your mind as you answered those questions is something you value, something that's important to you. And it's very likely that any number of admirable pursuits and relationships came to mind. But ultimately, our relationship with God alone is worthy of our complete devotion. He's worthy to be valued above all else so that we'll rearrange our schedule to be with Him and to spend time in corporate worship, spending time just thinking about who He is and getting to know Him better. It's a relationship that's meant to bring genuine delight. As Paul said in Philippians, He alone is of such value that everything else is rubbish in comparison. He alone is worthy of that much importance. And whenever we find something attempting to rob Him of that position, we would be wise to recall the warning of Romans 1:28. "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind." What a warning. So why not take the time today to assess what you value? What gives you genuine delight? Where does God fit in the mix? Is He there at all? Would you like Him to be? Consider the example of David, who was glad when they said, "Let's go to the house of the Lord." Remember, God is truly of greater value than anything else in the world. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that the ones who want you to be the most important person in their life, but aren't sure how that works, I ask that you'll guide them to the truth of what it means to know you personally. It's in your precious name that I pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. If you have questions about what was shared today, please let us know. Check out the BFC website where you'll find a variety of ways to contact us. We'd love to discuss these things that matter more than anything else in the world. Remember, come what may, there is nothing more valuable than God.